Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, sisters and friends? Happy Monday, everybody. Y'all, I am truly thrilled for this conversation today because I have my actual sisters on the Sisters and Friends podcast, Bella and Rebecca. Heyo.
Hey.
And it has been 7 years since I've had y'all. Oh, actually, goodness. I didn't even have a podcast when I first interviewed y'all. I was kicking it on the YouTube channel. My YouTube channel. And by the way, the quality of this was absolutely horrible. You could hear the wind chapping us.
Who recorded
us the whole time.
It, by the way?
We did. It was on selfie cam. Yes. And I just want to show y'all just a little bit so that, you know, sometimes to get where you're going, you got to look at where you came from.
I think I just like blocked it off because I did not remember this.
Years old.
Bella would like a disclaimer.
I should not have been in front of the camera. Like,
Bella was in a very awkward. Bella was in an awkward stage to give her credit. Rebecca was still cool, and I was very cringy. And I don't even like to use that word, but there's just really no other word to get around the way I was acting in this video. Okay, here's a little glimpse.
Oh
gosh.
Okay, the wind is not working for us.
Oh no! Okay, turn it off.
And
turn it off.
Rory's gonna be talking today.
No, it's okay. No, I can't watch this anymore. I can't.
I think we need to like just turn watch it after this because we're just gonna be like.
Well, just remember the title was "Be Unique and be Happy."
Yeah,
so
true.
We have to be confident in who we were.
It brought us here.
Be unique and be happy.
That was God is here. Mm-hmm. And yes, and you know what? If anything, it's a testament to where we came from, where we are now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at the faithfulness of the hand of God.
No, for sure.
Oh my gosh. And thank you for new makeup trends and my voice not being as country as it used to be. No hate to all the country accents out there, but that would be maybe tough to listen to every week if I was like, hey y'all, what's up? And I kept saying, Rebecca's so fleek and so flawless that whole video. I know. I was actually just watching a video yesterday. Someone talking about like the new phrases that are in. And what was it? It was like, is the Riz? Mm-hmm. The Riz?
I'm like so out of like.
Like that person has like so much Riz. Would that be accurate? Yeah. Like
you have like.
Charisma. It's like, short for charisma,
it's
but
like
it's like.
You're like charming. You've got like. A cool factor.
We did not have the Riz in the 7 year ago video. And then, you ate that. Like, that's a good thing. Like, man.
Yeah. I saw that on Instagram.
We also did not do that in that podcast. Yeah. And then, what was the other one? It was something like, this was funny. Like, I'll let you cook.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
What does that mean?
So,
it's like if you let someone.
Like, if we're talking and we're like, if we're talking and then like I'm talking over you, it's like, okay, I'll let you cook. Like,
so
you say what you're gonna
say.
And then have you heard someone cooked here?
No.
What does that mean?
It's like if a guy said like they knew like a certain like makeup thing, it's like someone cooked here. Like, how do you know that?
Ah,
or like if a guy knows something, like I don't know, like
they have the knowledge.
If they have the knowledge. If someone knows something, like say you,
like kind of like right now,
you,
I'm knowing things that maybe
yeah,
you'll
like
be
someone
that
cooked
I know.
Here, like, yeah, like someone told you that,
someone
like,
informed me,
yeah, or like someone if someone knew something about you, if someone said like to you something about you that they could only know if someone told them, you're like someone cooked here.
Okay,
I like that.
Okay,
and I feel like I'm like. I could use these in my day to day without it being like I'm trying. But I look back at that video 7 years ago, and just so y'all know where we were at, the trends were fleek, flawless, boo, eyebrows on fleek, goals,
fierce,
fierce, slay, So this is where we're coming from, and this is where we are today. We're cooking. Yeah, we're cooking today. Actually, I posted on Instagram this morning, what do y'all want to hear from the sisters? And I posted that picture of us from 7 years ago. And a lot of people said, what's the biggest thing you've learned in the past 7 years?
That's good.
But before we get to there, a lot of people also said, what's changed the most in the past 7 years in your life? Which I think we could all go in a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Rebecca, from 7 years ago to today, what's changed in your life?
That's crazy because I was looking at that picture and I remember my hair being like short and blonde. And I think that was like right before I got married.
Yeah.
I think that was like the, like, and so, like, I mean, since then I got married and have kids and
two kids.
It's crazy.
Zane and Holland.
Yeah.
Cutest little kids ever. Legit models.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And actually models because Zane will pose like for you no matter what.
Like, yeah.
He knows he's cute.
He's like all about people like recognizing him or like being like just like taking like not that like he just like for
Didn't
Halloween.
He say on Halloween he said I want a million people to take a picture with me.
What?
Because, like, that's what he's into because, like, he thinks it's cool when people... So, like, they were dressed up as Harry Potter and we were in Scotland and we took this train and I thought, like, it would be cute for them to wear the outfit. And people were, like, thought it was, like, so cute and I thought everyone would. But anyway, so people were taking pictures with them and he just thought it was the coolest thing. And so from then, every day he was, like, I just would, like... I hope a million people is gonna take picture with me, and I was like, you can't
"He's
destined
for fame."
Yeah, he just like really enjoyed the attention, and he's like,
"That's hilarious."
He needs to
Honey's
be
opposite. Been Honey like does not want anybody take a picture of her.
Yeah.
As soon as the camera comes out, she goes, "I not smile." It's like I'm not gonna do it.
She's too cool.
Yeah,
she's like,
she is. Oh man, we gotta work on that. That a lot has changed in 7 years for sure. Yeah. Bella, what about you? I mean, clearly,
where to start? Where to start? Okay, got my braces off.
Actually, where actually, in 7 years ago, where were you 7 years ago? So you're 21. So
I was like 13.
You were like 14.
Yeah.
You were not 14 yet.
No.
You're like, I won't give up.
I can't have been 13.
I feel so bad because
I think I had my braces off at 14.
I feel so bad because like, I think that was during like probably like the hype of a lot of things, and you were like 13. I'm just glad I wasn't 13 then.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, no,
you were really cool.
And it's like,
you were like,
thank y'all for protecting me and not putting me on YouTube.
Well, we put
because I did not need to be on YouTube at 13.
No, but that was a good thing.
That
you were encouraging people.
Yes.
But no, I did not.
A
need
lot
to
of 13-year-olds are on YouTube
doing,
doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing on YouTube, and that's a true regret.
Or a TikTok or whatever.
That's a true regret. And let's also not forget that, like, 13-year-olds, even 7 years ago, compared to 13-year-olds now and how they present themselves is very different. True. So, Bella, you were exactly what you should have been at 13. 13-year-old girls now, I don't even understand. They have too much information and
someone cooked there.
Yeah, I saw a reel or something the other day. It was like the 13-year-old of us and, like, 13-year-old now. It was, like,
those are the
photo booths, you know, how when they used to, like, make your face change. And we thought it was hilarious. Like, and now it's, like, dancing and being, like, all, you know.
Christian was going through my old Instagram with me. And he was so embarrassed for me. And it was, like, it really was hilarious. It was all my Man Crush Mondays that I posted that were horribly embarrassing. And I would not only go as far as to post a Man Crush Monday every Monday, but I would Photoshop my face in with the person I was posting about and put, like, hashtag my boo. Well, we did the math. And I was, like, 15. And he's, like, you were way too old for this. I'm, like, but 15-year-olds then did this.
Yeah. Let's not forget, you, like, saved my ex-boyfriend's photo and put on your phone cover. cover, you and Anna Catherine.
Yeah, we were weird.
Well,
we were real-time weird.
Like, props to us, because everyone else on social media, if you look, they have, like, 30 posts. Like, people delete everything.
We don't.
Like, still have 1,000 posts on my page. If you scroll down, you will find it.
Photos?
Delete everything.
Yeah,
if
they
you look
delete
on people's
all
pages,
the embarrassing
they will
things.
I'm just going to say, because I actually like looking back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It Which takes
mine,
you on a journey.
Like, when
it goes
have, like,
back
sepia,
to when I was,
you know,
the, I got the, Instagram,
the Instagram filter.
I got Instagram when I was 9 years old.
Oh, no, the train.
So mine goes all the way back. To 9 years old.
That shows true confidence right there, Bella, that you're allowing people to see. But for real, what all has changed in your life? You were 13, What you doing now at 21?
Well, I'm married. Graduating college next week. Woo-hoo. Next Thursday.
That's crazy.
Oh my so, goodness. First, graduated middle school, then I graduated high school, and now I'm graduating college. That's so, awesome. A lot
you
of
wrote
change.
A poetry book.
Yep, wrote a poetry book. And
your journal became a book. That's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of change.
That's solid. Yeah. And then for me, a lot of change in 7 years. I look back at that video, and I think about how happy I was and all that stuff, but also how I really wasn't that happy at that time. Mm-hmm. That was one of the hardest seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm graduating high school. Everything's changing. I'm like, what's next? I didn't know. I still was trying to decide, like, I don't think I'm going to go to college, but I have no idea what my life holds for me. Mm-hmm. But it's cool now looking back to see what my life held for me was really what I was doing mm-hmm. right then. I was interviewing people. I was talking to people, talking about God, mm-hmm. talking about being unique and being happy, which is the title of our video, if mm-hmm. you dare to go back and watch it.
I love that because, like, now you just say that. Just thinking about people deleting things because they think, oh, it was embarrassing back then. But, like, it's actually so fun to see, and it's like a confirmation of like what you have, you know, mm-hmm. gone through and became, and that's super cool. It's good to kind of look back, you know?
I think you also are like, you know, robbing people the opportunity to see what God's done in your life, you know? And it's like, you get to see God's faithfulness, you get to see people grow. And so it takes humility to like put yourself out there, but man, it shows people what they can do. And it's inspiring when you don't do that and you always look perfect and you always look put together and you always look like you've been crushing it your whole life. People look at that and they're like, good for you, but they can't learn from it, you know? Okay, so they also said, what did we learn in the past 7 years? So if you think back, I mean, obviously we've learned a million things. I don't even know how we're going to pinpoint one. But an overarching thing, when you look at who you were then or think about who you were then and who you are now, what's like the biggest difference and the biggest change? Not just like physical appearance, obviously, and getting married and kids, but like maybe like internally.
That's a tough one.
Spring is a great time to start something new, right? So whether it's cleaning or a new hobby or a new audiobook, a good story is always a great way to start a new journey, and Audible has all that you need. I come from a family of great storytellers, so I know Audible is the home of storytelling, which is where I want to be. Audible lets you enjoy all your favorite audio entertainment together in one app. There's always something new to discover, or you can rediscover some of your old favorites. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestseller, new releases, memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, business and more. It is the destination for mind-blowing entertainment with selections of mystery and thrillers that will keep your heart racing. And with next listen recommendations, there's always something irresistible at your fingertips. Plus, members get full access to a huge and growing selection of included audiobooks and Audible originals and even podcasts like Well That's Good. So you can download them or stream them anytime, anywhere. Audible members can also pick one title each month to keep from the entire catalog, which is some serious benefits, y'all. The newly included selection of titles makes your Audible membership even more valuable and gives you the chance to discover your next favorite thing. With thousands of titles available, you're definitely going to find something that you love all in one convenient app. So I know some of you are into, you know, thrillers, crime, mystery, and I gotta be honest, that's not really been my thing. So I told Bella, okay, Bella, tell me what I could like listen to that wouldn't scare me, but I would like be into it. And she told me about this title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And so I started it and John Luke loved it too. And so I'm just now on the cusp of it. And y'all, let me tell you, it is very entertaining. You do want to listen to see what happened next. So if y'all are into that, Audible is a great place to find those too. New members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/whoa or just text whoa to 500-500. That's Audible, audible.com/whoa or text whoa to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Y'all, I love summertime. It is my favorite season, and I'm so excited to jump back in. We are approaching the best time of the year. But no matter what your summer looks like, KiwiCo invites kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first summer adventure series. Kids can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks, no matter what their age is, with enriching activities that accompany each project. KiwiCo has something for everyone, with different topics for each age, from space to dinosaurs and so much more. I am so excited about the summer series. We actually are getting this little driver that I know Haven is going to love because it's a little steering wheel and she loves anything active. And also a little like neighborhood fun one where they have a water paint thing, which is so good because it's not going to make a mess. And Honey is so into painting right now. And painting with a three-year-old, yeah, that's just hard. So I'm excited for the no mess. KiwiCo offers kids a chance to get outside and explore screen-free with projects like the Bottle Rocket Kit from the Summer Adventure Series. They can turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. Every Summer Adventure Series with KiwiCo is a personalized experience that includes real engineering, science, and art projects. And you'll be impressed with how high quality all the materials are. Everything we've gotten from KiwiCo has been absolutely amazing and such high quality. I know sometimes it can be hard to find creative, engaging ways to keep your kids away from the screens and just having fun, but KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can focus on spending fun and quality time tackling projects together. The KiwiCo Summer Adventure Series is personalized to your family and can be received all at once or weekly for 6 weeks, depending on your schedule. If you like it all at once, that's great, or space it out a little bit. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off your summer adventure series at kiwico.com/SadieRobSummer. That's 20% off your summer adventure at KiwiCo, KIWICO.com/SadieRobSummer.
I think for me, like just, which I feel like every middle schooler kind of feels like this, but like, not trying to like be everybody else and just like really being myself. And I think at that time, like I was like looking up to you and I was like, I want to be just like them. And, but really I had to figure out who I was going to be and not just copy everything that my sisters were doing or my friends were doing or cousins, but really just like figure out who I am. So that's probably what I learned was just like, don't try to be anybody else, just be yourself and it'll all work out.
That's and great. I want to be like you now.
I love that. I think, honestly, I was going to say the same thing. Like, in that video, we were talking about that. We were talking about not wanting to be each other, not wanting to be someone else, but really being confident in who you are. And when I think about me then, I was, like, preaching that all the time, but I hadn't yet, like, lived that. Yeah. I was like, that's what we should do, but I'm struggling with that. And now I'm like, wow, I really do that. You know, like, I really am confident in who I am. And I really am like cheering on everyone around me for who they are. And I don't feel that jealousy like I used to feel. I don't feel that sense of not being enough that I used to feel. Yeah. And those are the things that I thought, oh, I'll probably always feel because that's part of being a girl. But it's like, no, that's not part of being a girl. That's part of sinful nature, you know? Like God did create us uniquely and originally. And we can be confident in who we are enough to cheer on others and not feel less than. And I think that what I've realized in life is that like if you're comparing yourself to someone, you are always going to feel less than because you cannot be them. Like, that there's a reason for that, that you feel less than. Because if you're in comparison to them, you will be less than they are because you're not them. Like, you're going to be a lesser than version than them because you're not them. But you're going to be the best version of you because you are you. And I think I always preach that. Live original. That's the message. So but now I'm, like, living that. And that's a cool difference in 7 years.
And I think, like, that's another fun thing about Instagram is I think – we all, like, have poured hours and hours into our Instagram accounts for the past decade, you know? But it's, like, if I look back at my Instagram back in the day, like, I'll see, like, I was posting Man Crush Mondays at 11 years old because I was just trying to copy you. Whatever you did, I wanted to do. While I was an 11-year-old, I was posting pictures of people I don't even know that I just found on your page.
I would Google people.
I know. And Photoshop myself, like, what was I doing? I was just copying you. And then I went through a time where all my edits had to be just like Rebecca's.
The Duck and
super
Jesse.
Whitewashed. Like,
the white wall.
The brightness all the way up. Like,
I wish I didn't do that because, like, some of the photos were actually good, but I just
ruined them. I know. But I had to copy you for a while, and like, my Instagram was
even
all you.
You can't even see, like, the face because it was just, like. I know.
And then, like, there's a time, if you go back, where all of our edits, we were all obsessed with that.
Gray tone or whatever.
I can't even remember what it's called, but that edit on Lightroom that we all put on everything. And everything was, like, just so extra. Extremely anyways, but bright. We all had that. But it's like now I feel like you can see all of our individual personalities and styles because we've all kind of just come into our own.
Even our outfits today, it shows we're all very much ourselves today.
Yeah.
And like, I look back at my outfits on Instagram and I can tell, like, oh, that's when I was best friends with this person. Yes. I look just like her. And that's how I was best friends. And yes, we're always going to be influenced and shaped. And that's sometimes a good thing. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's natural. But it is really cool when you get to the point you're like, this really is me. Like, this is totally me, you know? And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in that video, obviously, I'm older than y'all. So I was probably 20, I think I was 24 then.
Yeah.
Because I got married 20. Ago? Oh, no. 20. Wait, I was like 26?
You're my age now.
Yes. That's crazy. But like, that's so embarrassing.
You were still cool.
No, you were not cool. Well, I thought I was cool.
You were cool.
At that stage of my life, like, it's all about like, oh, okay. So like, you know, I was like in fashion. I was like, you know, doing all this stuff, like thinking like I'm like cool and doing all the thing. And it's just like over the 7 years, like, it's crazy to think like how my life had been now. And like, you know, I used to travel and go to markets and do all the thing and like hang out with like cool people. And so like, that's not even important anymore in my life. And it's so crazy. And like, and just finding that contentment and like being like, I love where like my life is and like like, you know, it's not about me and like, it's not about what like the next like cool fashion, the trend and all that, you know, because I was like really in that at that moment.
That's what was important to you and your priorities have changed.
It's crazy.
And it's just as a back you up, just seeing your life change. You are like the most selfless person ever. Like you really are the most selfless mom. You're the most selfless person. Like you put your kids before yourself. You put your husband for yourself. But everyone, like you're just, you take care of all your people so well. And I really have seen the priorities, like all of our priorities have shifted, but that's just cool to see in your life. Thanks. It's awesome. You're a great mama. Okay, Bella, you mentioned that we spent hours and hours on our Instagrams for the past however many years. Since we've had Instagram and we all have big followings on Instagram. So that's a part of our job, but it's also fun social media too. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the past year, at least I know Bella and I have talked about this. I don't know about you, Rebecca, but it's just kind of felt like an Instagram fatigue. It's we've done this for so long and all of a sudden it's just getting, it's just been hard. Like it's like some of the joys of it are not there anymore in some ways. And we're fighting for it to still be there because we want to do that because I think it's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to be an inspiration to people and also learn from other people. But it can just get hard sometimes. And I know, Bella, you've kind of taken a step back and people have been asking you, like, why are you taking a step back? You've changed, blah, blah, blah. What is the reasoning for your setback? And what is your thoughts right now towards social media in general?
Yeah. Well, I think it can be hard to say like Instagram's hard because it's like
one specific.
It's silly. It's Instagram. It's like it should be lighthearted and fun. But when you get to a certain level of it, it is a lot of pressure. And I think that just with comments, assumptions and all that kind of stuff, you have to like take in where you are. And like there's been times in my life where that really just could go right over my head and I wouldn't care. And then there's also times in my life where maybe I'm more sensitive or I'm just like have more stress on me. And that does not need to be an added stress. And it's like, okay, if I'm going to like try to alleviate some of the stress in my life, I've got to figure out what's the like most stress with the least like that I don't have to have, you know? And it's like with that, it's like, well, you know, Instagram has been causing me a lot of stress and putting a lot of pressure on me. And at the end of the day, I really don't have to do it. So that's what I'm going to kind of put on the back burner. So it's kind of just like getting your priorities straight. And I think that at this point in my life, I've just realized that like I have a lot of priorities that like I'm in school, I'm finishing college. And it's like at this point in my life, I have to say like, okay, finishing college is my number one priority. Like this has been what I'm working on for 3 years. And it's also been what I've working on through high school, through middle school. Like my whole life has been preparing to graduate college. So that's what I need to focus on. And so that's kind of what I've been doing. And like, I really have learned that I'm like loving school more than I ever have in my life. And I'm so like, I don't want to like ruin that by making that a priority over that, I guess.
Good that you recognize that too, you know, that's so good.
Yeah. There's so much wisdom in that. And I think it's the same for me. When I look at everything I have going on, if I'm in a stressful season, I'm like, something has to go right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that has to go. Yeah. And I always say, like, good boundaries with social media for me is like, that has to be my overflow. Like, that's like overflow time. Like, you know, I can go on and just give what else I have if it's just like overflow, or it's like, hey, I'm just taking in and laughing at funny posts, or, you know, going and looking at my people. It needs to be just overflow, like giving back. But if it's taking from you, then, you know, you it's don't really need it. You know, and it's not worth it.
And I think, like, we've heard so much being in the spaces that we are, like, you have to post, like, every day. And, like, now with the algorithm, it's like they tell you have to post on TikTok 3 times a day. You have to post Reels 2 times a day. You have to post stories every day. You have to post pictures. You have to post 3 to 4 posts a week. And it's just, like,
full-time job.
Yes. Early. And when you have that in the back of your mind all the time, it takes away from the life that you're living. And it's, like, I've found, like, some people can. Like, Rebecca, you're really good at, like, taking videos throughout your day and posting throughout your day. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, I found that, like, when I try to do that, it takes, a lot takes away from my enjoyment because I am a perfectionist and I do want to get perfect angle and the perfect picture and the perfect lighting and all that kind of stuff. And it just takes away from my life.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of been at a place of, like, the whole, like, photo dump kind of thing. It's like,
I love that. It's like, I love that trend.
It's a great trend because it's like, I don't have to worry about it throughout the week. I don't even have to worry about it throughout the month. Yeah. The end of the month, at the end of the week, I can post all the things that I've been doing and what I want to post. Yeah. And honestly, I think it saved me from posting a lot of things that, I don't really care about because it's like,
because you're not doing it because you feel like you have to. You're doing it because now you want to. I hardly even edit most of the pictures too anymore because I'm like, here it is. Like, this is just what I've been doing. You don't really need
and
it.
It's like, as a, like, I've been a photographer doing photographs for years, and it's like, doing that, it's like, I do, like, love a good photo, and I realize how much, like, if I have, like, a good photo that I post on social media that I, like, took and loved, then it, like, it makes really makes me happy.
Yeah.
But then you might not get a lot of engagement.
But if I post pictures that are just, like, random that I just took because I knew I needed to post, it doesn't make me happy. So it's like,
the thing, you can't do it because you feel like you have to do it, or because you're trying to, like, beat the algorithm or whatever. Do it because you love it. And that's why it's like, used to. I mean, it's kind of always been a part of social media. I don't know if it's social media, it's more just human nature, where you post something and if this isn't getting as many likes as the other one, maybe you feel embarrassed, or even sometimes it doesn't get a lot of likes, you're like, I'm just going to delete this or whatever. And so it's like, you have that kind of in you that you want it to succeed, but then you have to get to the point where it's like, I'm not posting this to get anything. I'm posting this because this is what I like. Yeah. Like, I was talking to Bella this morning and I was telling her how many views the story had of us from 7 years ago. And I said, that's crazy. That's, like, so much more than I normally get. Yeah. And she said, why do you get so, like, such a small amount of story views with such a big following? And I said, oh, because my algorithm. Because I don't post a lot. Like, I don't post a lot of stories anymore. If I post stories of my kids, I'm going to get a lot. But I don't like to post stories of my kids all the time, you know, because I just don't. I would rather keep some of those things private. So it's like, used to, I would be like, I'm going to post all these things because it's going to get engagement. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just at the point where it's like, I want to post because it's what I want to share. I think that's such a good
thing. I turned off my all my like counts and everything. And I used to think that was so silly when people did that. Because I'm like, why do you care? Just like, that's something you need to get over. Like, I used to be like, you just need to like get over that. Like, you don't need to care so much. And then at this point in my life, it actually does cause me stress. It's like, when I don't have likes, I'm like, oh, and the algorithm's going to hate me now because I didn't get likes on this picture, and now I'm never going to get likes again. It's like that stresses me out. So I was like, I'm going to try turning them off. Yeah. I turned them all off. I haven't thought about it one time since I turned them all off. Yeah, I have no idea how many likes my posts have gotten. I don't know if the algorithm is hating me or not.
That's awesome.
That's just how.
Don't need to know. That is not the battle we are fighting. It's the algorithm battle, you know, that'll make you crazy.
Yeah.
Rebecca, kind of shifting gears a little bit, but you mentioned earlier how you used to travel to market and like travel to all these places and meet cool people. And now your travel looks a little different. You're traveling with two little ones, which I do want to talk about because y'all just had like the trip of a lifetime, which looked amazing. So but also like I want to hear about the trip, but also just the idea of being a mom and traveling with two kids, because a lot of people think, you know, when you become a mom, your traveling days are over and all this stuff. And I will say your traveling days are different. Yeah, it's not the same, but it's still so fun.
It's so fun.
What's that been like?
I feel like it's even like more special because you just see how excited they get and like you see the world through their eyes. And like that's like what I love about, you know, and like I know people always say like they don't remember, but like we'll remember, you know, and it's I love like I honestly just like enjoy traveling with them now more, you know?
It's so fun.
And it's just like, just kind of teaching them things and seeing different culture and learning new things. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's been great. And we were just talking about how like this trip, so we just went to Scotland and Ireland and it's for like almost a month. And people were like, y'all are crazy. And we moved like 10 different hotels. We like hopped around and everything. But they did really good, you know, and I think it's just like they're used to it because we never like stop doing it just because, you know, we're like, hey, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and they love it. You know,
I think the biggest thing with traveling kids is you have to be flexible. Yeah. Like when we went to Disney, everyone was like, y'all are crazy. Y'all went to Disney World with a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old, or I guess she was only 3 months old. Which I guess that is seems crazy, but it wasn't. It was like the best trip ever. We had the best time. Mm-hmm. But were we flexible? Yes. I mean, did we plan to see the fireworks and we never saw them? Yes. Because
you just
have to like go with the flow.
Yes.
But you know what's so funny? So we never made it for the fireworks show because it's like at 9 o'clock and we kept trying. We were like, we're going to do it. And then we didn't. But you,
but honey tells
everyone about the fireworks.
So where did she see it?
Well, we talked about it so much.
So she just
and then
it.
We could see it from the hotel, but
I didn't
we were
even
far.
Know y'all didn't
no,
even
I know.
See it,
and every single movie we watch, you know,
it has like those.
She goes, Cinderella. She goes. I saw the fireworks last night at Disney World. Aww. She tells everybody she saw the fireworks.
Like they're the most innocent. Just
I mean, they just love it. Their eyes are just prone to see the wonder of things, and they just are
so
gonna
true.
See the glass half full. Because if you make it that way, now if we would have said never saw the fireworks,
See, like you know, I think it's like how you shape and how you like approach thing with your kids too, and like it's so funny because when we were in Scotland, you know, of course, like there's things I plan for the kids and fun to do. And out of all this thing, we asked Zane, like, what was his favorite thing? Was, like, sleeping in the car one night. We had to sleep in our car one night because we had, like, some, like, crazy Airbnb, like, mixed up. And we, like, couldn't get into our Airbnb. And it was, like, pouring rain. It was so dark. And we end up just, like, we couldn't get to it. So we were, like, we had to wait till the sunrise. Because we couldn't see. And so we slept in the car, the whole, like, family. Like, I cannot believe they both
And he
slept.
Loved it.
And that was, like,
and
his
favorite
thing. And
favorite memory.
And he said, we slept in the car, and it was so dark, and it was so fun.
See, but that's see, to y'all's parenting of, like, making that such a special moment, you know?
And then we were, like, of course we were, like, kind of stressed, and I felt really, really bad. But, like, you know, we're trying to, like, play off, like, not, you know, like, not to be like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Because then they think like, oh, it's something they need to be scared of. Like, this is something wrong, you know. But we made it like, it was fun that we're all sleeping in the car. It was cozy. We get to turn on like music. And,
that's awesome.
You know, so he thought was the funnest thing. So, you know, just to show you like, you know, it really is how you approach things. And
your kids, they're learning from you. Yeah. You know, you're setting the tone of the situation and teaching them what to be what fun is and what it looks like and all those different things. And the best memories are going to probably be, we joked with me and Christian about Disney World that all of Honey's favorite things were the free things. Like it was not like it was all the things that like weren't expensive or cheap. Like her favorite thing she got there was like this aerial bubble machine. That's like all she could talk about, which granted was way overpriced because of course, but in the grand scheme of the trip was definitely the cheapest thing. Yeah. And that was like her favorite thing ever. Yeah. So it doesn't matter how much money you have or, you know, it really matters where your heart's at and
And then I think it's just like the time spent with together.
Yeah.
It's not about where you're going and all. Because like for the kids, it's like, oh, thank you for bringing me. Like you want to be with me and you want to like share this like experience and making memories together, you know? So it's like more like that. Like Zane loves like the hotel that has a yoga mat that he just plays on it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like things like that. But it's just because we're together.
It's not
about like what this crazy thing that we do and like expensive thing, like, you know.
It's so good. I love it. Okay, so a lot of people did ask about our sibling relationship and just our family in general, because every one of us is super close. And I think that one of the cool things is, I think people perceive that on social media, but we're probably even closer than what people even realize. Like, we really do all live beside each other. We hang out all the time. We're all such close friends. And people are like, how
do you do that?
How do you do that? Because a lot of people, to live close to one another, to work together. I mean, me, Bella, and Jean-Luc work in the same place. Like, we're all like all together all the time. And to a lot of people, they're like, that sounds like a nightmare. That does not sound fun. But to us, it really is fun. What do you think are some reasons why, I guess, we've been able to cultivate such a sweet relationship with our family?
I think a lot of it has to do with our parents and our grandparents. And I feel like, especially to Mama and to Papa, and they like really have instilled in us that like
family
is so important. Mm-hmm. And like, even I was thinking the other day, like our cousins moved away when we were like 6 or 7 years old. And I feel like most people, if their cousins moved away, you wouldn't see them as much, but we saw them all the time because our parents and our grandparents put in the effort to make sure we all stayed close.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the same way with all of our siblings, is like our parents really did put in the effort to like take us on trips all together. And like even now, we all go on a family trip once a year to connect and get, like, even if we don't see each other for a month or two, we know we're going to see each other on that trip, and nothing will have changed, you know? And so I feel like that has a lot to do with it. Just like
the
time spent together, like,
and like cooking for us, inviting us to come to dinner all the time.
And like when we have birthdays, so like even if we're not in town or something, we always like find a time to do something to celebrate each other and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think that's so true. Like prioritizing family time, making it a point. And also our grandparents definitely showed us that, like, even if you're different than certain family members, or even if you have a fallout, like quickly coming back together, like I can think of family interventions we've had because somebody was arguing with somebody or somebody upset somebody, and it's like, come together, you know, like no one lets
hold
it get too far away before
just,
we come together and talk about it. And I think also, like, we don't put a lot of expectation on each other. Like it's not like I'm getting disappointed in anyone because I set this expectation that they have to be here for this, that, and the other. It's like, when you can come, come. You can't, you can't.
But it's always welcome.
But it's like, always welcome. You're always invited. And I think trusting each other's intention and heart, that like we always know we're always invited. And then also like not getting offended when someone doesn't meet your expectation because you don't even put it on them. You know, I think that those are special things. And so, yeah, like, for those listening, if you're like, my family's not like that at all, you know, you can be the one that has that open door policy that invites people to your house, that they know they are always welcome in your home, that you're picking up the phone and saying, hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm cooking this. You know, do you want to come over? Or, hey, you know, we haven't talked in a while. Let's let's talk about maybe what happened. Like, just opening the door, picking up the phone. Those things go a long way.
And too, I think, like, just understanding, like, everyone's relationship is different. And, like, even, like, our brother Will, who lives out of state, like, our relationship with him, like, we all have different relationships with our siblings who live out of the state. We talk to them when we can. We see them when we can. But we're still close, even though our relationship maybe looked different for a different time. You know, and like even right now, like y'all both have kids and y'all are so busy and y'all may not get to see each other as much because y'all are so busy with kids and everything. But I don't have kids, so I come over to your house every day, come over to your house as much as I can. So it's like your relationships with people. And when I have kids, then maybe I won't see y'all as much because and I'm busy. You know, it's just like your relationships change all the time.
That's
but
so true.
We're always still.
And I think too, since we have so many of us too, like kind of like Bella said too, but even though like, if I don't see Sadie, but then like when Bella, go see you. And then she comes see me. And then, like, I feel like I see you because, like, she's telling me things. So I think it's just, that's like, we all kind of, like, interconnected. And then, you know, like, okay, we're always there. And then we'll all have family dinner. And we all talked about what's happening the past, like, few days and what's going to be going on with your life. And then so, and the, our kids play together, you know. So it's, like, you just get bits and pieces, too, you know.
That's
and
so it's, true. It's just like caring about each other, like wanting to hear how each other has been. Simple things. Like when we all got together recently and I was just like, hey, what was everybody's favorite part of October? And then it was like so cool to hear everyone, what everyone did, because you might think you know, but you don't know. Some some of people's favorite days were totally different than the other person or what you would have thought. And we got to hear a lot about each other's October. So yeah, just being intentional, I think, is what it comes down to, and trusting each other's heart. Always thinking the best of one another and valuing, like truly making that like a time that you value and a time that you prioritize is really special.
So and our family is very is very intentional about the group chat. The group chat is always talking, which I feel
like the Swag group fam.
I feel like Swag Fam is Swag like Fam's keeps hype. Us together.
Well, this is actually really funny because my mom's assistant is in our Swag Fam text, and her name's Lindsay. She's amazing, and it's so funny because I feel like I'm pretty consistently talking in Swag Fam, and sometimes my siblings leave me hanging, but Lindsay always responds.
I love
it. And I'm like, thank God Lindsay got put in Swag Fam. I know.
Which too, like, it's so funny because we named it Swag Fam during that cringe time with the cringe emojis, and it has stayed the same.
That's true.
That's so funny.
And now on Krishna's side of the family, we have a Huff Swag Fam because they were inspired by our Swag Fam. So maybe you just need to go start a Swag Fam group text. Okay, before we end, I'm just going to check the comments and see if there's anything people are wanting me to ask y'all that I'm missing. This is just off the cuff. Okay, actually, this is a really good question. This is just a fun one, but someone said best fashion advice, and this is good to ask y'all because y'all both are very fashionable and have different fashion than each other.
I think just like really be yourself, like, you know, kind of like, I mean, I feel like just keep to not following like the trend as much, you know?
That's so true. People always tell me, like, I would have never put that together, but you look cute. And I'm always kind of like, okay, maybe that's like a little bit of a backhanded compliment. However,
everyone always say, only you can pull it off.
And I'm like, only you can pull that off, or only you can put that together, which makes me think, okay, this probably maybe is
that means you succeeded, because that's your, that's your style.
I know, and I appreciate that. But then I'm like, you should do that for yourself too, because then people will probably say the same thing.
People say to me all the time, like, that I have such a unique and different style. And I'm like, is that a good thing? Do I really, though? Like, I feel like I'm not that extra and different. But people always say that to me. And that's the
same. But I think, like, just being confident in what you're wearing. Because, like, I think, like, because you look like you just, like, live in your style. Yeah. And, like, that's a good thing. It's unique.
I'll say my best tip is, which I wouldn't have put it like this, but Mary Ralph, who's someone we love and follow on Instagram, she always says it like this, but like, it's the highs and the lows. It's having like just like a plain casual t-shirt, plain casual jeans, and then like fun shoes or nicer shoes. And like, you don't have to have a nice shirt and nice pants and nice shoes, but like, if you have like one kind of like special piece or special item, it makes everything else like up.
That's very true.
So it's like, I have so much vintage clothes living with Jacob.
Yeah.
And so much like just like random vintage jeans that I probably would have never bought or picked out at a store, but I love and I got them for free. But but I'm saying like, I have pants that like I wouldn't have worn, but when I wear it with like a cute top or cute cool shoes, it like upscales.
Yeah, or so, even if like you do your hair and makeup really good, then you can wear something that's not that cute, but you look really cute, or vice versa. If you don't have time to do your hair and makeup, wear something really cute. Like, I always do that. I'm like, okay, if I don't have time on one section, then I'm gonna work a little bit harder on the other. So that's so true, like the highs and lows. That's a really good piece of fashion advice. And I think confidence is like truly key, because you can really wear mostly anything, and if you're confident, and people will think it's cool. They're like, oh, that's cool. And I'm looking at myself, I'm like, is
literally,
it? Okay,
I just threw whatever on.
Yes, I love that. Especially nowadays, like, things there's so many like funky things out there, like patterns and design. Yeah. But like, if you just do it, and people are
and like, that's cool. Like experimenting too, not just like I think some people, like my sister-in-law, she's gonna kill me for saying this, but Kaylee, I always tell her, I'm like, that shirt looks cute with those pants, but you don't have to wear that shirt with those pants every single time. Try a different sweatshirt worn, you know? Or like people laugh at me all the time for wearing Uggs with shorts right now.
So cute.
I wear Uggs with shorts all the time, but I like love Uggs with shorts. Yeah. Not many people wear Uggs with shorts, apparently, but I love to wear Uggs with shorts. Yeah. So just like switching it up, trying new things, not just wearing the same.
There's
like
no
if you
rules.
Have one good outfit, yeah, like no you don't have to wear that same
so true.
Set yeah. every time.
Yeah. That's fine. I love
but
that.
I feel like I've been gotten lazy lately with like my fashion, but like I just like I love like matching thing. Like sets. It's like that's you literally don't have to ever. Think about it, yes. but then you can mix and match all your matching yes. set. But I always go for like very muted color because then I can like mix, you know.
Matching so. Sets was the best trend.
Yes.
That was something good that came from 2020.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just gonna go through and just ask maybe three more just fun ones. Okay, this is just very quick question. Bella, are you gonna write another poetry book?
Maybe.
Maybe. Hey Rebecca, any more kids in the future? I'm interested in this.
Oh
response.
My gosh. We were just talking about this because, like, on the trip, I feel like, and I know I love traveling with kids, but literally we're just saying, like, one more kid would make it so much harder.
Yeah.
Because right now we can, like, stay in one hotel room and all that. So I really
And you
like,
need to have one on the like airplane such, or, yeah. like, yeah.
So we really, like.
Y'all are content right now.
Yeah. We're pretty content right now, but we're saying, like, we still, like, really want to adopt. So, like, maybe, like. Either like an older kid or something. I don't know.
That's cool.
So
that's
I don't know. Awesome. It's like we're very
you're content, but your heart's open.
Yes,
that's good. That's good. All right, let's see if we can get one more fun one. Oh, this is a great question because I know y'all's answers. What was your first job that you ever had?
Oh gosh. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about Maggie Moves.
Yes, I was going to say Maggie Moves, yes.
Which was the best job. Well, your job's really gave back because you worked at Maggie Moves, so we always got ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then
Outback
and we always got
bread.
That was a blessing.
Honey butter.
The honey butter.
I guess mine was Miss K's.
Yep, and yours gave back too because we always got good coffee.
Yeah. Yep, which just barista making coffee, serving food.
Which is great because now you have so much coffee knowledge.
I know. Someone asked me, I was making a latte in there the other day. They were like, did John Luke teach you that? I was like, no.
No, boy. I taught myself this. I was a barista. Yes. Barista Bella Boo.
Yeah. You were so good. You were the best one.
You were on fleek, girl.
Thanks.
Well, this has been so fun. I know people are going to absolutely love this, and y'all are going to have to come back on Sisters and Friends. Rebecca, way to brave it, too. We finally got you here. So,
yes.
Which you've
I'm
been
a
here.
Regular
now you're a regular.
I feel like I'm a regular.
Well, I have to say, this was really sweet. Whenever we were looking at the biggest podcast of the past 2 years, just the ones that people respond to the most, it was all with family. It was all with family and friends. And so I do want to make this more of a habit because it's so fun and people love hearing from y'all. So guys, thanks for listening and to our sister conversation. If you love this podcast, share it with someone. And also please ask us more questions. Send into Whether It's Good Podcast on Instagram, just DMs about things you want to know about us, questions that you have as deep as you want to go or as silly as you want to know. We would love to do this more and love to answer more of y'all's questions. Also, we are about to start something really exciting with Christian and I's new book, How to Put Love First. January 1st, we're going to start doing the challenge together with everyone. We have so much more information on that to come, but go ahead and get your copy so that you can start the challenge with us on January 1st because we are so excited about it. Well, everyone, have a great week. Cheers. Mm-hmm.